Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit up in heavenly places.
Let it show that I've met with you.
Let it show that I've met with you. Let it show that I've met with you. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I've 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 touched your grace. Let it show that I'm mad with you. Let it show that I touch your wisdom. Let it show that I'm mad with you. Let it show that I touch your power. Let it show that I'm mad with you.
Let it show that I met with Jesus. Let it show that I saw the Holy Ghost. Let it show that you embrace me.
Your parents will look
let it show
and they will say, this child has met something. Your husband will look
let
at you and you say, this is not my wife. This cannot be my wife. She has met with something. My wife has met with something. My husband has connected a new grace. That grace is resting upon you. Your family members will know you connected something. Everyone will know that you have met with the Holy Ghost. Receive power. 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 Receive power.
Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I.
This is not the kind of man you are supposed to be. This is not the kind of woman. This is never the kind of guy and lady you are supposed to be. There is more. He met Gideon and he said, Gideon, thou mighty man. Gideon was hiding. Gideon was afraid. Gideon was timid. But a warrior was inside Gideon. Every warrior that is locked up in you, every warrior that is locked up in you, I prophesy, may that grace, may that power, may that wisdom manifest in the name of Jesus. Gideon, thou mighty man. He said, I am the least. God said, you are not the least. He said, I am small. God said, you are not small. He said, I am the, among my brother's children. I am the last. God said, you are not the last. In my calendar in heaven, there is mantle on you. In my calendar in heaven, there is grace on you. Every hidden mantle, every grace that you need to manifest, I prophesy, may this meeting tonight stir up the fire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every time Paul will write to Timothy, and whenever Timothy is talking to Paul, he will say, Brother Paul, I don't think I am fit for ministry. Can't you see that I am sickly? Can't you see that I am weak? I am feeling tired. I don't know what to do. Then Paul will carry his men and write to Timothy. He will say, my son Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, do not forget the prophecy that has gone upon your life by the laying on of the hand of prophecy. Your present condition is not who you are. The prophecy over your life is what matters. Everyone under the sound of my voice, every prophecy over your life that has not manifested, I declare, let this grace stir up the prophecy in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let this anointing stir up the power in the name of Jesus. Every time Timothy complained, Paul showed him a reason to stand. I don't know the season where you are in right now, and it looks like, what's this? What exactly? But I came to give you a reason that there is a mantle upon your life. There is a grace upon your life. Your family is still waiting for you. Your siblings are still waiting for you. Your wife has not given up on you. Your husband has not given up on you. And I prophesy, everything that you need to manifest, situation and circumstances have locked up, by this anointing, you are breaking forth to manifestation in the name of Jesus. Let the mantle of power rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, I receive power. Shout, I receive power. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Encounters will leave you with a voice. Encounters will leave you with a sound. Encounters will give direction to your life. And that is what this Holy Ghost encounter is about. What you were struggling with before, the reason you are struggling with it is because you have not touched the realm of power. There's a realm of power you will touch. What was dragging you back before will look so small, and you will say, Kai, I never knew I carried this kind of grace. May you touch that realm tonight in the name of Jesus. The realm where your flesh is totally subdued, enter that realm in the name of Jesus. The devil can still speak and you hear his voice. The reason is because you are hearing him. When your voice and your mind is tuned to the King of heaven and Jesus alone, every negative voice will be permanently silenced. And I prophesy tonight, they are permanently silenced in the name of Jesus. Voice of fear, voice of intimidation, voice from your foundation, I declare they are silenced in the name of Jesus. In this meeting tonight, God is reworking things in people's body, reworking things in people's spirit, reworking things in the soul of men. In the name of Jesus. If you can see, sit for a while. A woman, Jesus Christ, needed to eat. So because he was really tired, but somehow along the line, he got to a well. And when he got beside the well, he wanted to drink water. And he told his disciples, go and get food for me, so that I'll be able to eat. Now, he would have sent a few of them, but he sent all of them away because he needed that woman to have a personal encounter without any fear. And when the disciples of Jesus left him, the Bible says the woman came in the afternoon to fetch from the well. And when the woman came to the well where she was fetched, she was holding a fetcher, but Jesus didn't have any fetcher, but Jesus needed to drink. Now, get to understand, the living water wanted physical water. But this woman needed physical water, but she didn't have the living water. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Listen. As soon as Jesus saw the woman, he said, woman, give me water to drink. That's what Jesus is saying to somebody today. What I have to offer you is superior. But you first give me what you are holding. Give me that your fear, let me hold it. Give me that your doubt, let me hold it. Give me that your unbelief, let me hold it. Give me whatever it is that is a weakness, let me hold it. The woman had the fetcher and wanted to fetch from the well. But Jesus said, give me your own water. This is your own water, give me. I have my own water, but wait, give me your own first. I have something that can satisfy you, but give me that your own first. And the woman said, you, being a Jew, you're asking a Samaritan to give you water. And he said, there's no way I'm going to give it to you because we have nothing in common. He said, anyway, even if I choose to give you water, what do you want to fetch with? You don't have anything. And Jesus looked at the woman and he said, wow, seriously? I don't have anything to fetch with. And the woman was wondering. And he said to her, if thou knowest the gift of God, if you know the gift of God, you are pursuing some external things in life. If you know the gift of God, you are pursuing just ordinary marriage. If you know the gift of God, you are pursuing money. If you know the gift of God, you are pursuing just something for yourself. If you know the gift of God, you know what God has in store for you. If you know the full package of God, you will know that what you are pursuing is too small compared to what God wants to give you. He said, if you know the gift of God, and the person that said to you, give me to drink. He said, thou would ever have asked him, and he would have given you the living water. That means there's a living water she needed, but she came for physical water. And Jesus wanted to drink physical water. And the man who's going to take physical water has a kind of water to offer this woman that if she drinks it, she will never thirst again. You know why Jesus started that conversation like that? This woman has been trying many things. In a bid to have a good marriage, she married the first man. And when they started doing the experiments, the marriage did not work. She told herself, I must have another one. She entered into another marriage with another man, second marriage. By the time she tried the man, they tried the man again, it did not work. That is how some people have entered into drugs. In a bid to gain power and boldness, you started drinking ice, cloud, heroin, marijuana. You started taking all those things. But yet, your satisfaction can never be there. Your satisfaction can never be there. In a bid to have a relationship, you have tried the first guy, tried the second one. You are just messing up and they are giving you all manner of rubbish options. And you keep falling for their options. In a bid to have one, you are losing so many. In a bid to gather power, some people have visited some strange altars. The first Baba tried and gave them. It did not work. They tried the second one. It did not work. They gave them special bead. It did not work. Everything they give, it will never work. Why? Only him can satisfy. It is the creator that has put a vacuum inside your heart. And only him can satisfy the vacuum. The woman tried the third husband. And that marriage did not work. But you know the thing? She didn't give up. You know why? It has become an addiction to always be with somebody. Some of us, what we're going through has become an addiction. An addiction to pain. The marriage was pain, but she was still there. The marriage was hard, but she was this there. The marriage didn't make sense, but she was still there. And she did the fourth one and the fifth one, so it didn't work. So she was with the fifth man now. And this man that she is with now is not even her husband. That means we are just trying to court and see whether it will work. And Jesus met her. And he said, woman, listen. If you know the gift of God and he that said to you, give me water, you would have done it easily. Go ahead now, verse 11. Verse 11. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence thence dost thou have the living water? Where are you going to get that living water from? Are thou greater than our father Jacob? Jacob gave us this well, and Jacob drank from the well himself, and his children, and his cattle. And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water will thirst again. Whosoever continues with marijuana will thirst again. Whosoever continues with a failed relationship will thirst again. Whosoever continues living the life in the flesh will thirst again. There's nothing you do in this life outside God that can give you satisfaction. Nothing. Sir, nothing. Man, nothing. Whosoever pursues anything they are pursuing. He said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world? In other words, there is nothing you are pursuing that can give you true satisfaction. Satisfaction is found in him. He is the source of satisfaction. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give to him shall never thirst again. But this water that I will give shall be in him a well of springing up into where? Everlasting life. In other words, what Jesus wants to offer you is something that has eternal value. What you are pursuing is most likely something that can only last in time. And he's saying, no. By the time you pursue things for time, by the time you leave this world, you will discover that everything you pursued made no sense. Because many people eventually pursue it and find themselves on the other side. And God is saying, I want to give you something that is lasting. I want to give you something that when you touch, your world will look for you. I want to give you something that when you touch it, you can find true satisfaction in your heart. There is no peace for the wicked. There is no peace for anybody pursuing any other thing outside God. The foundation of peace is in God. For he will keep in perfect peace those whose heart is stayed on him. So when we are pursuing many things, we are pursuing. I'm going to open the banquet and in a few minutes we'll pray to close. There's a Holy Ghost banquet that is set before us. I shared in the first service, time will not permit me to do all my teachings, but let me just try to wrap up in about 6-7 minutes. We were here 2 years ago for a Holy Ghost banquet. And as we were praying, God opened my eyes in a vision. And I started seeing. I saw tables set. Many different kinds of tables. And I saw different people eating on different platforms. This is the table of faith. Some men are eating from faith, and they've been eating from the table of pain for the past 20, 30 years. Leave the table, they will not leave the table. Some are eating from the table of power, and they sit on the table of power. They are eating from that table. They will keep eating. They will keep eating. Leave the table. They say they will not leave the table. I looked at the men that were eating from those tables. The consistent men, they were old men. They were elderly men. They were fathers. I started peeping in the spirit to get an understanding of it. And I saw some of the names that we know today that are alive. I said, God, why are they not leaving the table? He said, those men desire my table than what they are offering their world. So anytime they show up to their world, I deliver on their behalf. I was wondering, I said, God. In that trance, as I was watching what was happening, I now saw a table that was literally filled with so much. But the people on the table were coming and going, coming and disappearing. I was wondering, why are they going and coming? I looked at the men that were coming and going. They were young men. I looked well. And he said, that's your generation. They just come to pick a little. And they will spend more time with their world. By the time everything they have has expired, they will try to come back a little and they will pick just little. He said, but you see these other men, they are not leaving the table. They have made a connection from the table to the world. So that while they are at the table, they are servicing their world. These ones don't believe that they can be here at the same time, feed their world. They believe that they must be on social media, Instagram, everything. And when they stay there too much, they will not be able to make any impact. I was watching. Just this morning as I was praying again, I said, God, that revelation you gave me the last time, I want to share a bit of it. I want to have a bigger insight. Then I saw another picture in my spirit. I saw a table after the table of the elderly men. And I saw that on that table, they were eating voraciously. Everybody on that table, they were dead. In this world, they are not alive. But they are still eating there. I was wondering, I said, what is this? I said, well, he said, in eternity, they can't stop eating. What I have to offer, they will eat for as long as they are with me. Men who eat with me here, they will eat with me there. But you see, men who are doing off and on, by the time they come, they will realize that all that they should have eaten is still lying piled in the table. They didn't touch a bit. Fear gripped me again. I said, God, help us that we will not pursue wrong things. So there are people who have died. They are the spirit of just men made perfect. They have a special table. They stay on this table until they eat and eat and eat. Then when they eat to a level, their body lifts their spirit. Then their spirit transitions from this table to another table and start eating. Their body is in the grave. Their spirit is still eating. But there are people whose body and everything is alive. All they just want is a little bite. They do 2-hour service and they're already complaining. They are very uncomfortable. Just a little time in church, they're already crying. But the men on that table, when they go to church those days, you know what I'm saying. When they enter church by 7, by 1, they're still there. Sometimes 8 to 2, they were men that had encounter. Let me tell you the truth. There is a generation that has been deceived. We have been deceived a little bit because all of us are following the same pattern. But we must look for times like this where we dedicate long days or long hours so that we can dine with him. In their realm, they don't know time. So each time we are coming and we are going, they are wondering. Each time we stay 2 hours, in their realm, we stayed less than microseconds. Because a day in the sight of God is like 1,000 years. Go and calculate 2 hours in the sight of God. You will see that it is a mini, mini, minute flash of time. And that's what we are living in. So when we come to the table of encounter, and they say, pick what to eat. Everything is there. Instead of going to the table of intimacy first, many people will go to the table of marriage. I want the table of just pleasure. In his right hand, there are pleasure. I want table of pleasure. I want the table of visibility. Let everybody see me. Sir, in the table of intimacy, what you fail to know is that every other thing is in that table. In as much as they segment and they designate, they know that these ones, there is something, one thing they want. But this one that stays here, if you stay, when you eat this one and eat this one, they will introduce you to another one. Because there's an angel that will be showing you what to eat next. They'll say, eat this one, for the journey is far. You eat intimacy, you eat power, then they'll say, you need to eat strength. Because as you're imparting your word, you don't need to die early. They will eat. They say, come out now. You need to come and eat of this type. And they eat that one again. Grace to stay in their marriage. In our own world, while they are rushing for marriage, these ones are eating grace to make marriage work. Grace to make other people succeed. What are you looking for on the table? You need to know what you are looking for. I've been to places where they organize a buffet. And because you don't know what to eat, your confusion starts. That's why when you come to God, you must know what to eat first. The first thing to eat when you come to God is intimacy. The first thing to eat when you come to God is Him. Eat Him. Somebody say, eat Him. Don't eat the things that He wants. Come and eat Him. Stay with Him and say, it is you that I want. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my craving. Why? Because He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Every other thing on the table, before you know it, angels will be saying, you don't need to move from this table. We will go there and bring it to you. We will go there and bring it to you. We will go there and bring it to you. Why others are jumping there? He says, sit. He that has dined with the king has access to every other thing. May God open our eyes to see. Be on the keyboard for me a little bit now. We're about to move. Be on the keyboard. Just keep playing. I want you to understand that the secret to eating from this table is hunger. 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 One of the faces that I saw on the table of immortals outside now was the face of Ayo Babalola. And I was wondering, this person that is there, he said, these ones are eating. They will eat for the whole of eternity. And there are men there eating for the whole of eternity. Why? They found him in time and he gave them a spot in eternity. I pray that you will not miss him in time. I didn't hear you. I said you will not miss him in time. In the name of Jesus. So you are coming to this table here tonight. There's wisdom, ideas, creativity. But find him first. When you have him, when you need to make decisions, he will show up. When you need to have wisdom to operate a particular level, he will show up. When he needs strength to drive a particular thing in your life, he will show up. When it looks like there's confusion, he will show you that no. In this table, every man has direction. Because you cannot be in the table of the spirits and lack the graces that the spirits enjoy. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So I want to beg you that as we pray in a few minutes, you must come to the table of spiritual renewal, refreshing. The table where you dust out all the ashes on your prayer altar. The table where you say, no more. I can't be rising and falling. How can people be serving God 80 years? Somebody's 84, 85. And in the past 60 years, he has only been one man with one woman. But somebody is not yet, he just came to Christ. Less than 3 years of marriage with his wife, he has slept with 14 people. That is madness. Obviously, what he's looking for is empty. 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 By the time he looks around and he's about 40, 50, 60, the whole life has expired. Then when he's about 70, 80, he's asking himself, what did I do with my life? That question is what many people are asking in their old age because they never had any correct encounter with God. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. May you have an encounter that will last a lifetime. Why some old people found God early? They are dining with him and enjoying. They are not in a hurry. Can you see that they are not conscious of time? 70, 80, they are still building gigantic work for God. Somebody is 35, they are under pressure. They are under pressure. But these ones are 80. They still believe that they will live another 40 years to see the things they are doing. It shows that they are not living in time, they are living in eternity. Those who live in time are rushing anyhow. Those who live in eternity, they follow eternal agenda. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. May you begin to see the calendar of eternity. May you begin to see the calendar of eternity. In the name of Jesus. Men must know how to seek this God. A lot of people don't know how to seek him. They are seeking for what he has to offer instead of looking for him. All the things you are looking for, he has it. He doesn't mind. Listen, Satan doesn't even mind giving you those things. You know why? Satan knows that when you have those things, he has gotten your life by distraction. But if God gives you something, it will last forever. For whatsoever the Lord doeth is permanent. Nothing can be taken. Nothing can be added. I pray that your hunger will be for what God can offer in the name of Jesus. In this second session of prayer, we are entering in 2 minutes time now. You are going to be praying and say, God, renew our revival intimacy. Let me know you. Let me have an encounter with you. How can God give you the privilege to birth a global giant when he knows that you cannot nurture one? How can God give you the honor to manage a territory when he knows that you cannot manage one? Men rule from the spirit into the physical. Don't be carried away by the mundane things you see everywhere. The world is getting so dark that every time people are thinking this, they're always thinking canal, canal, canal. The men that you see, do they look like they are broke? Do they look like they are hungry? Those men on that table, do they look like they need anything? Why? They sought the kingdom first and all other things are added. There are many people who have gone to look for other things. By the time we are in the midst of our wealth and glory, they will now start asking us, what did they do to get there? Is it just this preaching that took him there? And that time the angels of God will come and slap their mouths dumb because we have labored with God. We were looking for God when our mates were looking for the clubs. We were pursuing God when they were pursuing all the whole, everything on skates they were pursuing. But we stuck to one and we said, God, if we can stay here, that we will see you. When our lives are changed, there are businessmen like that today. There are career people like that today. That their heart is after God. In their office space, no matter how the girl behaves, she's not moved. He's not a pastor. He's just a loving son of the living God. You need to know who you are. Businessmen who are pursuing after God. And they say, we will not defile ourselves. Daniel was not a pastor. I hope you are aware. Daniel was a politician. Joseph was not a pastor. He was a political administrator. Know that. So that they don't tell you, only pastor need God. Only pastor need power. Only pastor need grace. It's a lie. There's a dimension of power you enter. The people that are transacting business in your territory, they will start looking for you. They will say, you are the one we will do this business with. You are the one we need to come for this thing now. Zion must understand that saviors are here. All the saviors we need, they are in Zion. The savior for the tech, the savior for fashion, the savior for entertainment, the savior for politics, the savior for everything, they exist in Zion. And I prophesy today, saviors will rise out of Zion. I say saviors will rise out of Zion. When others pursue things and their marriage scatter, you are the one that should fix it for them. Because you are carrying the wisdom of Zion. You are carrying the wisdom that flows from the altar. He said, and I saw a water flowing. He measured, it was at my ankle. He measured again to my knee. Every time you stay with him, there is a measure. There is a measure. There is a measure. Until the fullness of God engulfs your being. Spirit of wisdom will come. In the next minute, we're going to pray. I'm going to pray for the seven spirits of God. That is what I'm bringing to the table. From the table of intimacy, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of might, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Can you rise up on your feet now? You are going to pray passionately. Your first prayer point in the next 3 minutes is, say, God, give me hunger. Hunger for you. Hunger for you. Hunger for you. Hunger for you. Let my desire be after you. Raka, ba, 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 ba. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Help me to hunger for you, Jesus. Help me to press for you, Jesus. Help me to know you more, Jesus. Are you praying? Is that how hungry you are? Is that how hungry you are? Make sure you remove every distraction. Nobody. Your neighbor should not distract you now. Close your eyes and pray. And say, Jesus, baptize me with hunger. Baptize me with hunger. This table they are talking about, only hungry people stay there long. Only hungry people stay there long. Baptize me with hunger. Pray, child of God. As you are praying, angels will be showing you how to die, what to hold on to.
Let me see your face.
Pray. Close your eyes. Pray. Don't be distracted. Make sure you are focused. Can you pray for hunger? Hunger, Jesus. Hunger, Jesus. Hunger, Jesus. Let me be hungry for you. My desire be after you. My longing be after you. My passion. My heart. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Nobody should be distracted now. The power of the Holy Ghost is breaking forth here.
To the secret place, Lord. Take me by your hands to the holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I know. I enter the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. coming of God tonight. And I see his angels, they are serving men tonight. And I see spirit, 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 break the chains of God, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here,
find the table of intimacy.
When you are here,
find the table of intimacy. Stay there.
When you are here,
stay in the table of intimacy.
When you
everything
are here,
is there. Your healing is there.
You are here,
deliverance is there. Strength is there. Power is there. Visibility is there.
With
stay there. Table now. In the place of intimacy, there's clarity, direction, You will hear his voice because you are closer. You will know what he's saying because you are right in front of him. Begin to engage him. Clarity of purpose, clarity of vision, direction for destiny. You can't be in the table of intimacy and be confused. There's no confusion there. There's no confusion there. Everything you are looking for, from there, you can see it. Everything in every other table, look around, it's closer to you. You can see it. Some people are going to get drunk in the Holy Ghost now. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost now. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost now. Holy Ghost joy and laughter. Help them, help them, help them. Help them, help them. Maruta penne get deliver. Holy Ghost joy and laughter. Get drunk now. Get drunk now. Get drunk now. Get drunk now. Get drunk now.
Wine from heaven. Fill me till I.
Somebody will get drunk now. It's a table, it's a banquet. Eat, drink, eat, drink, eat power, eat power, eat vision, eat direction, eat wisdom in the place of intimacy. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
of my soul. Wine from heaven.
The wine is here.
Heal me.
The wine is here. The butlers of heaven. The butlers of heaven. The butlers of heaven. They are here with the wine of the Spirit. They are here with the wine of the Spirit. They are here with the wine of the Spirit. Focus. Take your own drink now. Drink now, drink now, drink now, drink now. Drink now, drink now, drink now, drink now. Everyone drink. Everyone drink. Hey! Drink it of fullness. Drink it of power. Drink it of grace. Help them, help them. Make sure nobody injures. Mareke televosh. Jamais ne get televosh.
Video can make me old. He might go blow. I lift it up low.
Drink the wine that will make your flesh silence so that your spirit can gain strength. Drink the wine of the Spirit so that spiritual hunger, hunger, hunger for God, hunger for prayer, hunger for the word, hunger for the souls of men, hunger to take over your world, hunger to rule, hunger to reign. Why? You are drinking now and eating. You will start seeing the men of your tribe. Close your eyes. You will see the men of your tribe. Those that belong to the Elijah tribe. Elisha tribe. Paul tribe. Joseph tribe. Daniel tribe. Esther tribe. Deborah tribe. Mary tribe. Hey, the daughters of Philip. Can you see them? Can you see them? Stay there. You will see them there on the table. That's where they ate from. That's where they drank from. And they satisfy their world. Then they get the level shakapa. Sin shall not have dominion over you again. Because you ate from that table. You are eating power. You are eating strength. You are eating grace. You are eating glory. Woo! See the men of your tribe. See the life that they lived. See the glory that they had. The men of the tribe of Enoch that hated evil and pursued God. Somebody Some of you, this is how you will go home. You'll be going home praying in the Holy Ghost. You'll be going home praying in tongues. Four men, six ladies with an unusual mountain. Locate their tribe and stay there. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pow! Look at them. Cut them up. Leave them on the table. Upon him. Get ready right now. The seven spirits of God. This is the spirit that shifts the business of people and their career and their destiny. The seven spirits of God. Isaiah 11. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Right now, the spirit of leadership, the spirit to take the lead, it is called the spirit of the Lord. As I shout the spirit of the Lord, you will declare, I receive. Everyone whose life is reckless and careless, leadership and guidance is coming now. Receive the spirit of the Lord. Yes. Take the lead. Direction in your life. Now, direction. Boldness. Yes, that's the spirit of boldness. Every spirit of fear, get out. The spirit that brings clarity to know what to do, the step to take, the move to make. Somebody get ready for the spirit of wisdom right now. The spirit that gave Solomon leverage, Daniel leverage, Joshua leverage, the spirit that helped. He said, Moses, lay your hand upon Joshua and pass the spirit of wisdom. That spirit is coming upon you right now. The spirit that can manage a home, the spirit that can gather a business, the spirit that can make things work. I declare right now, spirit of wisdom upon you. Receive it. Receive the wisdom of Deborah. Receive the wisdom of the churches that did well. Receive greater than Solomon. Receive the wisdom of Christ. Receive. Every confusion is gone. Clarity now. You know the steps to take. You know the moves to make. In the name of Jesus. There's a spirit of understanding. It's called mastery. The spirit that helps you master your flesh. Flesh cannot dominate you. The spirit that helps you master how to run things in your career, in your business is understanding. Understanding is what gives you stability. You can do something once, and the next time you fail, you try again, you fail. But there's a spirit that comes upon you. It becomes mastery. David had the spirit of understanding in battle. He did not lose one battle. I don't know who I'm praying for right now, but if you are hungry to press into the spirit of understanding that makes men rule in the marketplace of life, I declare right now, upon everyone under the sound of my voice, the spirit of understanding rests upon you. The spirit of counsel, wise counsel. When the spirit of counsel comes upon you, trial and error will cease. No more trial and error. You're about to decide about your career, he will counsel you. Your marriage, he will counsel you. For your children, he will counsel you. Step to take counsel. He lives inside of you. May that spirit arise from within right now. And I declare, and also upon, receive the one upon now in the name of Jesus. David said, I have better understanding than all my teachers. It was the spirit of counsel. The spirit of might. In the day of your manifestation, your strength will not fail you. The spirit of might came upon Elijah, and he outran the chariots of Ahab. It is the spirit that even others have gone ahead of you. Don't worry who has gone ahead of you. Stay in that table. As the spirit of might comes upon you, when you take one step, it will look like you are taking a step of 5 years. What others are using 5 years and 10 years to achieve, I declare right now, by the spirit of might coming upon you right now, you are entering that right dimension. Receive the spirit of might. Every weakness in your body, that's what the spirit of might does. Every body organ that seems like it wants to fail, your heart, your lungs, your kidney, your eyes, every sickness and disease on this table right now, I bring from the table of healing, and I declare right now, tumors, cancers, growths, infirmities, spirit of deafness, spirit of blindness, spirit that troubled the legs, rheumatism and bone issues, I command right now, disappear in the name of Jesus. I see an angel touching 7 people now. 7 people are being healed instantly now. Instantly now. Instantly now. Instantly now. Instantly now. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch. Spirit of knowledge. You are in an office. They say they need an intelligent Christian. And other people are raising their head. And the believer cannot show up. Why? Spirit of knowledge in your academics. The knowledge to make things work. Rameneke Barianda Ruada. That was the spirit that distinguished Joseph and Daniel. The sons of Isaac knew what to do because they had knowledge of times and seasons. Everyone under the sound of my voice, the spirit of knowledge that gives you an edge in your career, every area you find yourself, the strategy to run things in that area of life, I declare, receive the spirit of knowledge. This last one I'm about to mention now is called the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That is the spirit that shows you the consequences of your action so that you will not be doing wrong things. I fear God. Joseph said, how will I do this thing, seeing that I fear God? I taught you that one of the secrets to uncommon favor is the fear of God. One of the reasons why God doesn't listen to some people is because they lack the fear of God. Today, something will come upon you that after now, when it comes to honoring God, reverencing God, integrity, when it comes to doing the right thing, you will just realize that you hate misbehavior, you hate sin, you hate a wrong life. The spirit of the fear of God is about to rest upon somebody now. Get ready. Because when the spirit of the fear of God comes, it usually drives away a lot of things. It will drive away a lot of things. Get ready now. Every bitterness, anger, malice, unforgiveness, everything that has to do with flesh and sin, they are the things that lack of the fear of God brings into the life of men. As you are receiving this one right now, they are jumping out. Every soul die. Ruana kapaya. Every demon that has been connected through sexual intercourse and sin, through bitterness and unforgiveness, right now, receive the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Power. Break forth. The fear of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm about to release idea and creativity now. The Holy Ghost encounter. This is the last one we can take tonight. Idea, creativity, visions. Every creative here, you are a tech person, a fashion person, you do one creative thing or the other, culinary, and you want a distinguishing mark of difference on what you do. He said, I have anointed Bezalel and I have put upon him the spirit of wisdom for creative ideas, insight, content. I declare right now, Holy Ghost, everyone under the sound of my voice, wherever they are, idea that will rule the world, inspiration that is not in the realm of men, that can only be found in the midst of immortals, concepts, wisdom, right now, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. One idea that a whole generation will benefit from. Idea in building and construction, in tech space, in videography and photography, in arts, in entertainment, in media, in fashion, that idea that will shift the educational sector. Banina Kota Pai, by the Holy Ghost, receive now in the name of Jesus. Whatever has delayed anyone here, whatever has delayed anyone, the Holy Ghost, he said to tell you, when you stay on the table of intimacy, you are gaining speed. You are staying. It looks like others are running. But he says, here, you are gaining speed. And I declare, as your altar of fire begins to burn towards God, your devotion and your commitment, your desire for prayer and studying the word, as it begins to skyrocket, may God's hand rest upon you and grant you unusual speed in the name of Jesus. Some people will not recover from this. Some of you, as you are stepping out of this place, you'll be praying in the Holy Ghost. You'll be singing in the Holy Ghost. As we are rounding off, I am seeing like angels bringing streams of joy. Streams of joy inside of people. Streams of joy inside of people. I see like angels playing musical instruments. They are playing musical instruments. They are playing musical instruments. Joy. Getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. Speaking psalms. Speaking prophetic words. You are seeing into the future. Right now. It's resting upon you now. It is done. It is done. Some of you tonight, hunger to pray will rest upon you. By the time you wake up tomorrow morning, the desire to read the Bible rests upon you. Every spirit of prayerlessness has disappeared from today. After this Holy Ghost encounter, anything that takes you away from in place of intimacy, anything that is intentionally dragging you out of there, so that you go and struggle after many years and regret eventually. I declare, may the Holy Ghost counter them in the name of Jesus. You fall in love with Jesus. You fall in love with prayer. You fall in love with the Word of God. You fall in love with fellowship of the brethren. And you will rule your world. Some of you, I see in the spirit that you are washing your hands and they are inviting you to the table of elders. The things that people who are 15 years ahead of you in your area of calling, the graces that they enjoy, they are now calling you. I see they are calling you. Say, come up now. Why? Because the Holy Ghost has touched your hand. It teaches your hand to war and your finger to battle. By these ideas, you will be called to the high places of life in the name of Jesus. A table of intimacy. Dying with the Holy Ghost. Dying with the Holy Ghost. Dying with the Holy Ghost. And every other thing shall be added to you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now listen, I want you to spend 1 minute to start thanking the Holy Ghost. You'll be saying, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Holy Ghost, I thank you. Holy Ghost, I thank you. Start giving him thanks. You are here in this service today. As that thanksgiving is going on, Pastor Mavis, I need to accept Jesus into my heart. I have encountered the Holy Ghost, but I have not made an intentional decision. Rush out now with speed. Speed. Rush out with speed. I'm going to pray with you. Fast, fast, fast. You want me to pray with you? You want me to mentor you and guide you in your discipleship journey? So you want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior now? Can you rush out? Rush out very fast. Rush out very fast wherever you are. Rush out very fast, very fast, very fast, very fast. Don't delay. Don't wait for anybody. Don't wait for anybody. It's a personal encounter. It's a personal thing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wherever you are, keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Ramanekebele boshande ruatina masai. Go ahead and give thanks wherever you are. You give thanks. The people I'm talking to, wherever you are, come. You want to make a decision to follow Jesus. You are saying, I today want to rededicate my life to Christ. I want to be born again and get serious. I want to serve God with all my life. I backslided, but now I am coming back. Can you rush down here speedily? I give you just another 10 seconds. If you are upstairs, if you are outside, come. If you are online, please indicate. Very important. Come out, brother. Come out. Come out. Come out. God bless you, sister. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come to this front. Come to the altar. Just come to the altar. Jesus loves you. Come to the altar. Come here. Many are still coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Be bold about it. Oh, come out. God bless you. Come out, my dear. Come out. There are others. Keep coming. There are others. Keep coming. There are others. Keep coming fast. Keep coming. I see somebody. There is a yellowish stuff attached to what you are putting on. Yellow. And God is saying that you are part of those that are supposed to be here. Because he's giving you an opportunity to touch your life. Come out. Wherever you are. Come out. Come out. Come out. Holy Spirit, help me. Come out. Come out. Thank you, Jesus. Marobo sonde rabashana kapaya. Come out. Come out. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. It's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As I'm praying for these ones, you are under pressure on your seats to come and rush out. That grace will still touch you. You are under pressure on your seats. You can sense that the Holy Ghost is telling you that if the trumpet of God sounds now, you are nowhere to be found. You sense it. The Holy Spirit is giving you a conviction for salvation. Rush out. Rush out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you say after me, Lord Jesus? Today, I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my personal Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by the blood and eternal life into my spirit. I declare I am born again, I am saved, and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now listen, in this season, I have chosen by the help of the Holy Spirit that I will personally mentor those people, teach them the word of God after 20 days of glory. But you will need to meet up with our ushers so that they can connect with you personally, get your details, we can follow up on you. God bless you. Can you celebrate? Put your hands together for God's children. Put your hands together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I sense that some of us are going to have supernatural occurrences in the next 4 days. You'll be having encounters back to back, back to back, back to back. Some of the things you might want to do is go on YouTube. If you can download this message, get it. When you're about to sleep, play it. From the place where the worship starts to the place where the message ends, like this, play it. There are encounters that you are going to receive this season. Don't short the well of encounters. You do it by being consistent. When you leave here, the study of the Word of God is the first sign of intimacy. The place of prayer is the first sign of intimacy. God help us in 20 years of glory. We might be able to talk about all that. So, I want you to know that the program is just climaxing. We are just building. Your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues that ought to be here, please and please, I beg you again and again, do everything you can to encourage them to come around. Go that extra mile to encourage them so that they will come around. And the Lord will continue to strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our offerings. Can you bring out your offerings? The account numbers will be on the screen so that you can feel free to give. Oh, Holy Spirit. I see some people inside of your spirit. The water is still flowing. After the service, you will flow. Immediately we share the grace. There will be a flow of that music again. Some people will need to still drink from this thing. Some people, as you are going home, you will connect online. We're not going to go off for about 25 minutes. When you reach your house, don't connect on the road because of strangers on the road. When you get back, most likely, you might be able to connect. Or you go back and play the extra encounters that will happen here after the grace has been shared. I sense in the spirit that there will be a release of certain things that time will not permit us to continue to flow with here. Father, we thank you for our offerings. As we give, the heavens over our life remain open. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please feel free to give. Lord bless you. And it's your first time of coming to Ponders Transformation Christian Center. I want to do this by myself. Then I'll get back. And after the grace is shared, I will come back. You can go home after that time. I sense that you will need to watch what will be happening in the spirit and spend that worship atmosphere to stir your heart. You are just coming here for the very first time, Ponders Transformation Christian Center, 20 days of glory. Can you please rise on your feet so that we can welcome you specially? Can you rise on your feet? Rise on your feet. It's your first time. Wow, God bless you. God bless you. In Ponders, we love you. No matter where you're from,
we've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
You are somebody special.
We know
you come again.
I want to say a very big thank you to every one of you coming for the very first time. I want to say a very big thank you to all of you coming for the very first time to Ponders Transformation Christian Center. May the Lord bless and honor you in the name of Jesus. Now listen, just immediately after the service right now, our connect team would like to connect with you personally. We want to be able to reach out to you and share fellowship with you. So please, just immediately after now, our connect team will be waiting outside to receive you. You can please have your seat. You can please have your seat. God bless you. Immediately after the service, they will be waiting here. Please and please don't go until you have connected with them. There's a special announcement for you. Are we here? Everybody, are you here together? Now listen, tomorrow you are going to be coming with your every negative report. Tomorrow is our glorious day of reversal of negative reports. Do you have that video of Victory when he was playing it? I told them last year. Now Victory was here in church. He was sharing with me that 20 days of glory last year, he came with his negative reports when he was denied visa. And he was just speaking prophetically and believing. Then he said he came with it to 20 days of glory. And he told God that the negative report is reversed. I can't remember how many days he mentioned that within a short span of time, before you know it, everything already turned around. Some of us must have seen the video online already. Can you play it for them? Can you play?
It's a global personality.
That's
I believe
one of my songs, yeah.
Painful, but I'll be great someday.
Yes.
I'll travel around the world. and showcase God's glory. I'm going to travel around the world to use my gifts to showcase God's glory. I believe this. It's not the end. Denied, but the future is bright. Thank you, Jesus.
From my hometown,
youth warrior power is the strength of transformation, creatively propelled by increasing contribution.
From my hometown, the people I've made are the wonders of my
And even when the table doesn't turn to us, we will change our chairs to secure the seat at the table.
Okay. Called Victory at Shaka.
Victory at Shaka.
Victory at Shaka.
And I said, this is my boy. You know, I were discussing and I said that he brought that declined negative report, denied. To 20 days of glory, and he said that he was praying and said that it will be reversed, and eventually it was reversed. Where you have been denied access before, where you have been declined opportunity before, health reports that doctors have mentioned one thing or the other, every health report is a verdict, is a judgment. Every court report is a judgment, is a verdict. I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, they will be supernaturally reversed in the name of Jesus. Negative reports will be supernaturally reversed in the name of Jesus. The grace will be massive in the house tomorrow for that. So when you come during the prayer time, you will bring out the reports and we'll be praying on all negative reports. You have your brothers, your sisters that have been waiting for approvals and all that. Pastor Tunji also shared a massive testimony with me yesterday, the daughter. In fact, somebody said it is impossible. A judge in the US said it is impossible to ever get the visa. And he said, God will do it. He said, don't tell me God, I don't believe in your God. He was shocked. He said, the wife's uncle, he said, don't tell me God, I don't believe in your God. That's what the man said. And he said, they started praying. The daughter that had studied for 2 years already came back to Nigeria. And they said she was not going again. And he said they were praying. That supernaturally, the way God did it, the date that she originally chose, they gave her 2 days before that time extra. So that they thought that she would cancel that and maybe subsequently she would go and, you know, defer and everything. God supernaturally gave her back her visa. And as we are speaking, today is what? Is it Thursday? Most likely today is the day she's supposed to travel now. When the uncle that is a judge in the U.S., when they called all manner of people and they said with Trump's condition, it is literally impossible. I don't know who they have said impossible to. But in these 20 days of glory, the God of all possibilities will rewrite your story. So please, when you are coming, come with all negative reports. There will be reversals. And God will do it again for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Hallelujah. What a night. What do we say to our man of God? Please, can your voice show it? And what do we say to our guest minister? Say it from the depth of your heart. Thank you so much, sirs. The Lord continually replenish you for more in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God, church. Beloved family, thank you for joining us for Day 10. Wow, how time flies. Already day 10. And we only have 10 more days left. This is to bring to our notice that we need to intensify our efforts to invite others to join us. Please don't be selfish. God has saved the best for the last. You avail yourself, but don't come alone. Please bring someone. Hallelujah. Join us tomorrow for the 11th. And just like our man of God has said, we gather for our glorious day of reversal of negative reports. If you have received any negative reports such as unfavorable test results, scans, letters, or otherwise, please bring them with you as God is said to do remarkable miracles and turn situations around for his glory. We will be running two sessions, 3:30 p.m. and for the second session, 6 p.m. Feel free to join in any, or tell you the way it is in my heart? Come for the both of them. Have you received any breakthrough, healing, or a word for the season? And you would love to testify to God's goodness. Kindly register your 20 days of glory testimony via our website at btccenter.org/testimony, or kindly visit the information desk on your way out. Feel free to join us online for our special midnight prayers going on in this season. We are not sleeping in this season. Join us from Monday to Friday between 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. That extra will give you an extra advantage. From this Sunday, please, we urge you to come with your answered prayer slips so we can pray with them together. Ensure that you get it. You can ask the ushers on your way out if you've not gotten it already. If you have it already, please write them and by Sunday, start coming with them. Then our August and September devotionals are already available for purchase. You can pick up your copy outside the auditorium. Please ensure that you get it. You will come and thank us later, or thank God later, for what you will get from that devotional. Shall we rise to our feet? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, we're not going to take the benediction. I will just release you to go home praying in the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? Now, all our first-time guests, there's a room there. They will just receive you immediately now. Our connecting would like to. They are waiting already just to receive you there immediately. Every other person, the worship will just play and we'll be praying. See, as you are going home, it is Holy Ghost encounter. I want you to go with the encounter. He said to Gideon, go in this thy might. If you just receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, pray like that home. If it's worship, you are worshiping. Worship with all your energy fervently. Now, in the midst of this service, you just got healed of any sickness, any disease, any lump, any growth, any pain. Come here. I would like to take your testimony as the worship starts. And we'll just be praying in the Holy Ghost. And as you go tonight praying in the Holy Ghost, I declare that you will have Holy Ghost encounters. Supernatural encounters. Let the river within you flow. Let the river within you flow in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.